1050 CHOM presents The Scott Carpenter Show. The Boogeyman is back.
Known worldwide. In Spain, they call me El Bugo. In England, I'm Sir Boog. In Germany, Air Boogie. But in Toronto, the Boogeyman is on the air.
1050 CHOM, Toronto.
Stones, Mother's Little Helper, Andy Kim, Rainbow Ride. Before that, I'm Scott Carpenter on a Saturday night, Solid Gold, Rock and Roll Party. My favorite time of the day. Time for part one.
Brain Surgeons of Crime.
If you like morons, you are going to love this. Once again, we prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the phrase criminal mastermind is truly a contradiction in terms. Yvonne Morris, a technician at the Brickyard Animal Hospital in Salt Lake City, said she chased a man who broke into a co-worker's car. But he kept squirming away from her. She couldn't hold on to him until she eventually grabbed the elastic of the man's boxer shorts and pulled. Pulled hard. Oh. And gave him the world's biggest wedgie. Salt Lake City police said she then put him in a headlock and held him there until the cops could arrive. The man was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on suspicion of vehicle burglary, possession of stolen property, and outstanding warrants. And as he was going to the clink, he told the judge, "Put me in solitary. Just keep her away from me." Oh. When Steve Miller was just a little nipper with his little plastic Gene Autry guitar, his daddy would have company. His daddy's best friend was the one and only Les Paul. That's right. The iconic Les Paul gave Steve Miller guitar lessons. Hello.
God, it's Rob Melman from North York. I want to hear She's Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher. Because in 1971, you walked out at the CNE Grandstand show and said, "Hi, I'm Scott Carpenter from CHUM." And for a 12-year-old kid, it was like looking at God.
BPO on the Boogeyman Show. Had Aretha before that. You know that ridiculous hat she was wearing in the inauguration, right? I mentioned, I believe it was last week, that thing was going to be on display at the Smithsonian National History Museum in D.C. Well, now the thing is selling off the racks. There's one place. It's a millinery called the Mr. Song Millinery on Woodward Avenue in Detroit. They made that thing for her. It was $180, and now they cannot keep up with the orders. They've sold over 1,000 of them already, which is a frightening thought when you come right down to it, isn't it? Seeing somebody wearing that on the street, it's bad enough on TV singing the national anthem of the United States, but seeing that thing on the street, scary to death. Paul Simon, Guess Who, and more on the way on the Boogeyman Show from 1050 CHUM. You've got the Saturday Night Solid Gold Rock and Roll Party on 1050 CHUM, where it's time for...
Say what?
Oh, it's them misheard lyrics. What in the devil did that guy say in that song? He can't say what I think he said. Whoa, whoa, no, no, he didn't say. No, he wasn't talking about that, was he? Now, this is a Bruce Springsteen song, and the actual lyrics, "Blinded by the Light, Revved Up Like a Deuce." That means a 32 Ford Deuce Coupe. Manfred Mann on 1050 CHUM.
Carpenter's Doo-Wop.
1050 CHUM.
It's been said that Elvis Presley defined the style of rock and roll, but Dion DiMucci defined the attitude. No matter where you look and no matter who you listen to, you have to admit that when it came down to great close harmony vocals, there were very, very few groups anywhere that could come close to Dion and the Belmonts. Not only were they great rock and rollers, but they were also just plain great singers. Now, there was a time when the Belmonts wanted to become more like maybe like the Four Freshmen. And that actually led to their breakup. Dion wanted to be a rock and roller. These other guys wanted to go that other way. But just before they broke up, they recorded one of the greatest vocals in history, and that is this one. Where or When on 1050 Charm. just a little snort of tequila there with the chance. One of those great instrumental hits from the late 1950s. Remember all those great instrumental groups at the time? It was Johnny and the Hurricanes and the Ventures and the String-Alongs and the Chance. I'm Scott Carpenter. It's time for Movie Magic. And each week we take a little piece of dialogue from a hit movie that contains a hit song in the past 50 years. We'll play the dialogue just to see if you can identify both the movie and the song from the dialogue. I think it's going to be a little tough this week. Listen up.
Why was she murdered?
Well, possible motives for murder are profit, revenge, jealousy, to conceal a crime, to avoid humiliation and disgrace, or plain old homicidal mania.
That is John Travolta. And the song is this one from The General's Daughter. This song is in the background as the credits are rolling at the beginning of the movie, the very beginning of the movie. And I love this song. You can sing along with it, even though you can't speak the language. The Dixie Cups. I go on day. On 1050 Chum with Scott Carpenter.
Happiness is
the boogeyman, Scott Carpenter.
And CHUM 1050 Toronto.